Local environmental and Native American groups claim that a piece of Minneapolis parkland and one of the last Clearwater Springs in Minnesota will be destroyed by the reroute of Minnesota Highway 55. The Mendota Midwakaton Dakota tribe occupied this land until 1863. They claim that the area was once a burial ground. According to tribal elders, the area is protected under a 1992 amendment to the National Historic Preservation Act. This amendment provides protection for Native American cultural and sacred sites. Jim Anderson is cultural chair of the Mendota tribe.
What we're asking is the state get in line with federal regulations on the issue of traditional cultural properties. So, because of the federal monies involved, that these are stipulations that the federal government asked them to find out if it's a traditional cultural property by a study, and this place falls under all the criteria of a traditional cultural property.
The conflict between the state and the protester camp has been going on for 6 months. It reached a head in December when police arrested 36 people who were camped out on the land. In all, 600 police officers were used in what was the largest police action in Minnesota history. Despite growing questions over the logistics of such a raid, transportation spokesperson Bob McFarlane said the police action had community support.
This law enforcement action was reviewed and planned. This was truly a community response to a situation that had great potential for public safety danger. There was instability in the protest camp. The area residents were calling on officials to take action to clear the encampment. So this was not a MnDOT action. This was a community action. And everyone who represents that community applauded its work.
Despite the arrest, organized opposition to the reroute has continued. Over 30 people have reconstructed a protest encampment on the controversial land. They are focusing their efforts on an area of 4 trees they say contains a sacred burial site. This claim has forced the Department of Transportation to conduct an archaeological investigation. The federal and state mandated survey has delayed construction by approximately 2 months. Mike Haney is the executive director of the American Indian Arbitration Institute. He supports the Mendota tribe's actions, but thinks the study will do little to solve the dispute.
You know, I think they're almost destined to find nothing. It's just to rule out they're going to damage either directly or indirectly historical sites that are important not only to Minnesota but to Native people as well. There's a gap between state law and federal law, and the federal law provides for places of worship to be protected. State law only provides that burials or cemeteries be protected. It's our position that the more thorough phase one archaeological impact fairly mandated one be followed instead of the sort of a drive-by survey that the state has.
The results of the state archaeological survey will be released within the next 2 weeks. Despite the survey, the Department of Transportation reports that their spring construction plans are on schedule. At a recent protest rally, Mendota Cultural Chair Jim Anderson reiterated his tribe's claims to the land.
Our whole community was assimilated. Our whole people were kicked out of this state. We're the only Indians that were left here in this state, and everything we knew was gone. Now we finally found something, and we know it's real. They say they have ties all the way to Congress. We have ties all the way to the Creator on this thing, and we're going to win it.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jesse Hardman in Minneapolis.